This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations all across America, as well as all throughout the Caribbean and around the world via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online right now. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those working and helping in the coronavirus COVID-19 effort, keeping America free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, bus drivers, as well as all the roughnecks out there working in the oil fields, whether in America or whether or not they're overseas, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook, ladies and gentlemen, by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, like the page, and then the other thing after that is to jump into the chat room, and you can talk to us just like a whole bunch of people are doing right now. And you can also follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. Now, joining us right now in the weekend edition is the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen. Under God, our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and on this this quiet Saturday, as it's known, the day after Good Friday, before Easter Sunday, we want to wish everybody the very best, and we hope you have a very happy Easter out there. Now, Kyle, there is breaking news coming out of Washington State, and it has some relevance for where I'm going to go from there. What is going on?
Well, Captain, what we understand at this hour is that Boeing is going to be bringing back about 2,500 workers to resume work in Everett and also in Renton as they begin to phase in bringing some of their workers back. It's being called a limited resumption of activities, but this is going to take place in Everett, for one place, where they're building the KC-46 tanker.
Right.
And that's a derivative of the 767. And also in Renton, they're going to build the T-8 anti-submarine airplane,
mm-hmm.
a derivative of the 737.
Mm-hmm.
And as you might recall, Boeing shut down all of their operations there, I think, for about for 14 days after one of the workers actually died at the Everett plant from COVID-19. But they are bringing back the workers with special protective equipment. They say all that's ready to go. And so we should see the beginnings of Boeing getting back to work, at least on these military planes, very, very quickly.
Well, we knew about the military planes because they had a big-time contract with the government. They were holding things up with the Air Force, and as soon as they were able to do what they needed to do, they got right back to work. And here's the deal. This is the beginning of what we're going to see, because President Trump wants to reopen the nation by May the 1st, and I do mean by May the 1st. Now, now. They're putting together some sort of commission, committee, whatever you want to call it. I understand there may be two or three or four governors in there. There'll be some business people in there. There'll be two or three doctors in there making up this little commission they're going to have, and they're going to be the ones that are going to advise the president on whether or not it would be feasible for him to open the country when he plans on doing it. But this country needs to go back to work sooner rather than later.
It absolutely has to go back to work sooner rather than later, Captain. And that's sort of what the president is talking about. He's not going to give a hard and fast date per se, but that's going to be based on what the numbers look like. But you've got so many people, Captain. Every single report that I see is about small businesses, how they are absolutely foundering as a result of these massive shutdowns. And even just earlier yesterday on Friday, Captain, Los Angeles County announced that they were extending their safer at home or stay at home orders basically to go into May the 15th when it was originally designed to end with the possibility of an extension on April 19th. But again, you have so many small business people saying to themselves, how can I get through this? We know that checks are coming. We know that they're loans. But here's the thing, too.
Checks will be in people's hands come Monday.
That's right.
Some of them.
That's right. With hopefully more by the 15th. But get this. I saw a report earlier that said last year the SBA got 60,000 loan requests. In the last few days, they've got 500,000 requests. So it's taking time, obviously, to process this massive amount of loan applications just in that particular aspect of all this. So it is going to take some time, and the longer, it will hurt more. That's the problem.
And the computer system they're using, the system is called the COBOL, C-O-B-O-L system, is 60 years old. They've not changed it. It's not built to handle all this sort of stuff, so the system has been constantly crashing, and that's why we told everybody yesterday, and I'll tell them again, if you're trying to file for unemployment or you're trying to file for an SBA loan or something like that, you can go online, you can get the paperwork, print it out, fill it out, and then mail it and or fax it to them. But if you're going to fax it, make sure you mail it too.
Right, exactly, yeah. That's the COBOL computer language. They actually reached out a couple of weeks ago looking for people who might be able to program still in that language.
That's right.
That's back from the 60s, as you said. Yeah.
Yeah. But again, Attorney General William Barr a couple of days ago, according to a Washington Post article, said that President Trump was telling advisors that he wanted Americans to return to work by May 1st. That's everything that's going on. It's been repeated by several other people in the press conference yesterday. And we'll see what happens here. But that's where we're headed, and that's what the president wants, and we'll see if we can get it. All right, Kyle, hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, oh, by the way, the president's approval ratings are continuing to go up, and he's now at a level where it looks like he's going to be reelected without a lot of trouble.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, who happens to be hanging on my phone right now. This portion of the program is brought to you by our good friends at Relief Factor. You heard me talking about them for quite a while now. I've been taking the Relief Factor product for going on 4 years. It's been working for me quite nicely. Thank you very much. I do suffer with arthritis, and I also have back pain, and I also have ankle pain because of my ankle replacement surgery. But if you're suffering from arthritis or back pain or neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, knee pain, hip pain, or you've got just general muscle aches or pain in general, I've got an all-natural product that you might want to consider trying. It only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. It's the Relief Factor 3-week quick start plan. You can get on it right away. Order the product. You'll have it within 2 or 3 days, and then away you go. Now, if you take it the way it says to take it, the first week you take 3 packets a day, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and one at night, to get it in your system. And then after that, you take 2 packets a day. There's 4 capsules in a packet, easily dissolvable, and it's nothing in there that's bad for you. It's all natural ingredients, and I'm telling you, it works. So, the website that they gave me for you is relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go there, check it out. There's a little short video that's there if you want to click on it and watch it, about 2 minutes long. Tells you all about it, tells you everything that's in it, tells you how it works, and then order the $19.95 3-week quick start. And see what happens, and if you don't get rid of the pain, like over 80% of the people that take this do, and then they stay on it. So that's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Our friend Sally in Plano, Texas, is telling us that Governor Abbott is going to make an announcement next week and how he wants to open Texas up again real soon. And she said, by the way, gas prices here in Plano are $1.17 a gallon.
Wow. Well, that is really amazing, not only on the gas price front, because Californians would certainly salivate at that, but also, of course, that it looks like Texas might be open for business sooner than later. And I just think, again, I think the leadership is hearing from people across the highways and byways saying there's got to be a way to do this and be safe and make sure that we're protected and so forth. But with everything shut down, it is probably causing, you know, there's a massive sort of emotional aspect to all this too. It's very, very devastating to people to see their lives work, you know, kind of just go down the drain, you know, because of this issue.
Now, we talked about the commission that's going to be appointed by the president to study when and how they can open the country again to business. But I want to remind people about another commission years ago. Back in 2005, a commission led by then President Jimmy Carter and George W. Bush's Secretary of State, James A. Baker III, that concluded that mail-in ballots remain the largest source of potential voter fraud. Know how we've been hearing that?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we've been hearing all about mailing in. Exactly.
Now, Democrats have been fighting for mail-in voting. It gives them a wonderful opportunity to produce fraudulent votes and do voter harvesting. And we saw that engage itself in Georgia. They tried it in Florida. They got nailed down here in Florida, though. It did not work. But they got caught in Georgia. It's only legal in two states, Arizona and California. And as Joseph Stalin used to say, it's not the voting, it's the counting. And Democrats want to count every vote, legitimate or fraudulent. That's what voter harvesting is.
Yes, and you know, what we've seen, Captain, in the last, you know, election cycles, especially, you know, where it comes to at the district level, you know, representatives and so forth, the Democrats seem to have this thing where if the Republican wins, then the Democrats will cry foul and say, you didn't count all the ballots. And now I've realized that the Democrats will say that, okay, the election's over as soon as the Democrat wins, because then we know that we've, quote-unquote, counted all the ballots. But you're right, the voter harvesting, all these kinds of things, they're weapons in their quiver, basically, and what they're doing is forcing the issue. They're forcing everyone into similar tactics, and the mail-in voting without perhaps more extensive study would not be the way to go immediately unless we really knew it could be secure.
Right. Now, there's also a poll that was out there that came out yesterday from Zogby, the Zogby Analytics Survey. And with the relentless smearing coming from the mainstream media of President Trump, it's just not working, because the president in the Zogby poll, which is not a conservative poll by any means, it is definitely a Democratic or center type poll, where 51% now approve of Donald Trump's handling of the presidency and the economy, while 47% do not. Now, generally, Kyle, a 51% approval rating is considered the minimum level needed for reelection.
Yes, this is a real key factor, because we have, of course, the poll numbers for President Trump, the approval rating going up, but also at the same time, on the Biden front of this whole thing, Joe Biden does not enjoy a very high enthusiasm rating at all. And of course, Biden's kind of been out of the mix, really. But you're right. I think people, again, see President Trump at the briefings, but fully engaged, not just because he comes on and does briefings, but because they see that the whole federal government is focused on this, no matter what Nancy Pelosi or others might say, but the federal government is focused on the lives of Americans across the highways and byways, and I think they know that, and they appreciate it.
Well, just consider one thing, folks. The mainstream media is repeating what they did in 2016 right now. Most of their polling information puts Biden on top. And if the mainstream media was behind the president, which they're not, his approval ratings would be 10 to 20 points higher than they are right now. And when President Trump's attacked by the MSM, he'll always fight back.
Well, that's right. And the media tries to portray that as being incredibly off-putting. But I think that people watching their TVs or watching on the Internet or on their phones or what have you, watching the president spar with some of these reporters who ask these very, very, you know, very interesting, to say the least, questions of him, trying to get to paint the president into a corner rather than trying to get actual information that would help people, I think that they look at it as, okay, good, well, he's fighting back, because they see the some of these people in the mainstream media as actually being a hindrance to getting things done.
Now, we've got quite a group gathering in the chat room. Terry just said that it's $1.74 a gallon in Tennessee. He said, wow, so apparently that's pretty good for him. I've got it right in my backyard down here now for $1.65 a gallon. You've got several places in California where it's down below $3 a gallon now.
That's right. That's right.
And Richard Marine is saying Oregon is mail ballot. Okay, I don't know what that means.
Mail-in ballots?
Well, we've got them here. It's called an absentee ballot.
Right, yeah.
All right, and the military, for most of the military, fill out mail-in absentee ballots. That's what they do. So, you know, but anyway, it is what it is. And let's see, there's Al, there's Terry, let's see. Al is in here. Sony's in here. Hello, Sony. And who else is in here?
Maria's there, too.
Now, Maria in Germany. Hey, Maria, how are you? And let's get over in here to something else. Now, I told everybody the stimulus checks are going to be coming out starting Monday. And that's what we're being told right now by the IRS and by Steve Mnuchin and company. Now, the first stimulus money is going to be coming out based on those people that filed 2019 tax returns. They're the first ones getting the money because they're already in the system and up to date, right?
Right, right.
Then you've got the 2018 returns. They're the next little group that's going to be getting their money because this is going to be stretched out over the rest of the month. Then after that, it'll be the folks that automatically get checks in the mail. I'm sorry, checks direct deposited to them. If you get a check in the mail, they're asking people to please consider direct depositing if they have a bank account, because I'm telling you, the crooks are going to be out there. They're going to be scouring around the mailboxes, and they're going to try to take these checks that come in the mailbox out of them. I guarantee you.
That's right. Yeah. So people have to be careful. But yeah, what we understand is that by the 15th, we should see a lot of these direct deposits being made at the very least.
Right. And if you don't know how to do that, if you're an older person, have a relative or have somebody, your neighbor or something, help you to do that. Now, the other thing is, as I said, this is going to continue right through the end of April because they're trying to do it in a little bit reverse order. What they do, checks come out usually with the government the first week of the month in the middle of the month. So this time they missed the first part of the month, so they're doing the middle of the month. But hold that thought, Kyle. And folks, we'll be right back with more. When we come back, did China actually attack the U.S. and the Western world with this virus? Did they actually attack us? Or was it all an accident? We got an idea here.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
People who don't normally file tax returns but want to receive a coronavirus stimulus payment finally have a clear way to get their information to the federal government. The IRS released a new simple tax return tool that can be filled out online geared toward low-income people who aren't required to file tax returns. The stimulus bill based eligibility for the checks on federal tax returns, sparking confusion on how non-tax filers would qualify and how the IRS would know where to send the cash. Anyone who already filed a federal tax return does not need to fill out the form. People who get Social Security, retirement, or disability benefits do not need to fill out the form. After submitting the form, you'll get an email telling you whether or not it was successful and how to fix it if it wasn't. The CARES Act President Donald Trump signed into law authorized one-time cash payments of up to $1,200 for an individual, plus another $500 for parents of children 16 or younger. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Welcome back, everybody. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. Now, Geico is announcing the Geico Give Back credit for their policyholders. And if you were a customer of Geico right now, you'd be getting a 15% credit on your automobile or motorcycle insurance policies that are coming up for renewal. Now, that went into effect April the 8th, and it stays in effect till October the 7th. This credit will also apply to any new policies purchased during this period as part of a commitment to protect the well-being of the Geico customers. Now, listen to this. The credits are going to average $150 per auto policy and $30 per motorcycle policy. With roughly 18 million auto policies and 1 million motorcycle policies in force, they are proudly providing a total benefit of $2.5 billion to their customers. I ask you right now, folks, is your insurance company doing that? Well, if not, check them out. Geico, G-E-I-C-O. GEICO.com, Geico, check them out. After all you got to do is save money, right? Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, before I get to the callers on the line, I was noticing all the movement with the Chinese around the world, around the country.
Right.
Wait till you hear where the movement has been the most, where the coronavirus cases have been the highest in the United States. Are you ready?
Absolutely, yeah.
New York, Boston, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Miami, Florida,
New Orleans, Louisiana, Detroit, Michigan, Chicago, Illinois, out there by you, Los Angeles, California, San Francisco, California, and Seattle, Washington. And a lot of that is contingent to the business that they do with the car manufacturers and the automobile and the airplane manufacturers and that sort of thing, and the amusement parks. How about that?
That is really stunning.
And it's obvious. I found it on the map. I was looking at it and I go, holy cow. They were sending their people over here that were infected, and they were infecting us before we even knew about it.
Well, I think Americans and arguably many countries around the world, Captain, are looking for answers again, because, number one, we know that it began somewhere in Wuhan. We know that. We don't know for sure exactly how it began, but, and also we don't know for sure all the numbers of people in that area of China, and now perhaps even others, how many have actually died, for example, because we can't trust the numbers coming out of communist China's Chinese government. That being said, the American people and others around the world need to have answers as to exactly what happened here. And it's not wrong or inappropriate to ask those questions, I think, because if there was some nefarious intent on this, and again, we would investigate that, the world would need to know about this.
Yeah.
And especially when we see that China continues its own agenda for its geopolitical, geopolitical ideas.
Well, let's scoot over here to the telephone line. We've got Todd in Tampa. Good morning, Todd in Tampa. What's up?
Boss, let's get down to business here. Just, ladies and gentlemen, you know China's not our friend. We put the Mnuchin, but we put the terrorists. They've been ripping us off for years, okay, and we don't have time for this. Right now we have an election to focus on, okay? Every minute that Donald Trump has to spend for us not being operational, I don't understand why McDonald's can be open, but the mom-and-pop shop restaurant can't be open, okay? Everybody's essential here in Florida, and I believe we should, in the Southeastern Conference, you should be open for business. If the owner wants to be open, then you should be open for business to get to work. Use your common sense, okay? We can't kill the economy. You kill the economy, there's nothing to live for. There's not, except for Jesus, of course. And by the way, I want to say, give praise to our Lord and Savior who did win this election for Donald Trump. But no, through the Holy Spirit, because I've been on this radio show with the captain before the guy stepped on the escalator in New York City. So the bottom line is Jesus took 39 stripes on his back and healed us. And today was the day he went to the cross on Good Friday. Just want to remember our pastor standing up for the country and Rodney Howard Brown. God bless you, Captain. God bless our Lord and Savior. And God bless America. Let's get to work for our country and get full Republicans in here who want to make America greater again. Let's get back to work, Donald. Executive Order
okay.
Todd Gregg.
All right, and that's Todd in Tampa. Well, you know, he actually makes quite a bit of sense with what he had to say there. Now, you can't executive order your way through this. It's just not going to work because Nancy Pelosi would have a hissy, and you know what would happen there.
Well, exactly. And I think that's a really good point, Captain. You know, because what we're hearing from people like Nancy Pelosi is there's no central command. It's not happening and this kind of thing. And we don't have a central command. Well, we do have a central command, but at the same time, the president has also recognized that the governors have a major part to play in their own states. So he's not dictating to them really at all what they should be doing. And in fact, Governor Gavin Newsom from our state, my state of California here, has been very complimentary to President Trump. I think he's running the risk of making the powers that be pretty angry.
Well, let's just mention that right now it's obvious that Democrats are opting for blackmail over small business money, and the media is absolutely positively covering up for them. Now, what's the deal here for the Democrats? They get to hold the economy for ransom. The media blithely covers over for them by not reporting exactly what's going on, because Senate Democrats nixed a simple but urgent request to boost cash in the emergency small business loan program Congress set up this month from $350 billion to $600 billion. All they were going to do was change two numbers, period, to give more money to the system quicker to get it to the small business people. And you know what House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said?
What's that?
Everything is an opportunity.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, she's, for once, maybe telling the truth here about their intentions, because, Captain, what they are demonstrating to the American people, and this is key, what they're demonstrating to the American people is that every single emergency or problem that befalls you, the American citizen, they are going to take advantage of in order to increase their power. I haven't seen Donald Trump trying to increase his power in this. In fact, he's delegating the power. He's delineating the power. But the Democrat elite, they are making no bones about it. They want more power out of this. It's huge. Yeah.
Now, the other thing is the Democrats are planning on using the small business money, and we're seeing them do it, as leverage for other items on the agenda. They're trying to toss their normal nonsense in there. Well, we want the student loans to be forgiven. Oh, we want illegals to get the money. We want them to be able to get money because they're paying taxes here, too, and they're working. And, let's not forget that we want all the minority, the blacks and the Latinos, business people, to get priority on the money. No. The priority on anything should be given, in my opinion, to the veterans.
Well, right, as a matter of course, but again, what all those things that you just sort of listed off, Captain, those are the things that they want to divide the American people by. They want to put everybody in a special group, and they want then they want to gin up mistrust and bad feelings at a time when Americans are looking at each other, especially as they go past one another at the grocery store, that we're all in this together. It doesn't matter if you're black or white or anything. We're all trying to get through this, and the Democrats continue to play their identity politics game.
Right. Now, the federal debt yesterday topped $24 trillion for the first time, Kyle. J.P. Morgan is predicting 20% unemployment before it starts to go down. Now, we might have to see another week or two of that to happen. I'm not sure if that's going to happen. Certainly we're going to see close to that. And one of our health experts said on television last night, I didn't catch who it was, but I heard it said, I didn't recognize the person, it was somebody who I haven't seen a lot of, they said the worst is now behind us.
That seems to be the general consensus. Which is a very, very good thing, because again, all these models, and the models will continue to change, but with a combination of the social distancing and things like that, yeah, I believe that we're starting to, at the very least, see the reduction in numbers of hospitalizations. Yeah.
Right. Now, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and you can stick around a little bit longer, I hope.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, good, because we haven't even hardly touched our talking points, listeners. Plenty of stuff going on, and as I sit here and speak, I'm watching the weather change right in front of me across the country. We got some interesting weather out there tonight over the weekend for the truckers that are out there, and we're going to be getting all that. And Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, will be right back with me, and we've got some pretty good highway music tonight for you. I dug up a song that's 63 years old, and still you can dance to it, and I'm pretty sure some of the millennials out there won't mind hearing this either. And you can understand the words, too. All right, we'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Weekend edition here. All our stations out there, a big shout-out to KCKQ, Reno, Nevada, and the KITZ Megatalk stations up there in Seattle, Spokane, Bremerton. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All righty, get ready to rock. This song is from 63 years ago, and it's an original song, and it is still popular today. Anytime.
Down south too much. I'm gonna tell you a little bit about this so that you understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. Looks something like a turnip green. Nearby called the poke salad. Poke salad. snow girl lived down there. She'd go out in the evening and pick her a mess of it. Carry it home and cook it to supper. Cause that's about all they had to eat. They did all right. Down in Louisiana, where the alligators go so mean, there lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look tame. Poke Sally Danny, Poke Sally Danny. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama was a wicked on a chain gang. A mean, vicious woman.
Hey, that's Tony Joe White, Poke Salad Annie, and I'll tell you what, that's an oldie but goodie, 63 years ago, and I played that for the chat room. I put it in there for the chat room, and everybody was anxious to hear it again. Sounds even better this way than it did in the chat room. But Kyle, you probably don't remember that one, but that was a classic for years, and everybody loved dancing to it, and you know, with that big down in Louisiana, you know, with that big voice in there and all that stuff.
Very cool.
Unbelievable. Yep, they don't make music like that anymore, unfortunately.
Nope.
All righty, well, let's get started here. A significant storm, folks, is going to impact the central and eastern states this weekend. And I mean, this is a barn burner coming across. And the threats for severe storms and flash flooding are going to push eastward from the southern plains through Saturday before a significant outbreak of severe storms, including damaging winds and strong tornadoes, are possible across a large part of the southeast by Sunday. Now, to the north, up in Montana and all over towards the central part of the country, into Iowa and then back up towards Wisconsin, including parts of Minnesota, we're going to have heavy snow across the Rockies and snow, general snow, into tomorrow, and it'll reach the western Great Lakes by Sunday. Now, Kyle, right now, I'm looking up here in Montana, and from the Canadian border just east of Coeur d'Alene, 4th of July, you guys will be hanging iron up there on 4th of July tonight. Winter storm warning. I've been told there's already 15 inches up there and still snowing on top of the rock.
Yes, exactly right. And so many different winter weather alerts and going on all through that area, Montana, Wyoming, South Dakota, over to Minnesota, Wisconsin.
Nebraska.
Exactly. And it's all the same. Snow, and winds and so forth, and heavy snow, really. And
yeah.
So this is a real big winter weather storm.
Yep, and this is affecting I-80, I-90, I-94, up in where they merge up there in the Indian Reservation in Montana. And if you're going north-south, it's affecting I-15. And let's see here, parts of I-35 if you're coming up through Iowa and headed towards Minnesota. And right now, it's a winter storm watch where you get some snow starting sometime later today, going all the way up to Green Bay, Wisconsin, on an angle from Nebraska, from Omaha, right up on it's taking a weird angle across the northwestern and northeastern part of Iowa, and then across the southeastern part of Minnesota by Rochester, and then on up through the central part of Wisconsin all the way to the upper peninsula of Michigan.
That's right. That's right. So this is a real bear, and springtime, of course, people are going to be looking for that, and perhaps a welcoming spring, in their thoughts before
yeah.
they ever get.
And there's some general snow in the Denver area tonight. Our listeners, KNUS, you've got a little bit of light snowfall right there coming in around you right now, as well as over to the east. There is a possibility in Kansas right now for some winter weather because there's a developing system again coming across. And this what this is, Kyle, is we've got warm weather in the south, and I mean warm weather, 85, 86, 87 degrees down here, all the way up towards the central part of Georgia and whatnot. And just north of Atlanta, 30 miles, the temperature drops 30 degrees. And when that happens, that's when you get the bad weather.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right.
Now, you've got a frost warning across the northern part of Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, Most of North Carolina has a frost warning tonight. And then the central part of North Carolina going up towards the East Coast, you've got a hard freeze warning up through the mountainous areas all the way up to Pennsylvania, Scranton, and almost all the way to New York City. And then that hard freeze warning is over to the west in the northeastern part of Tennessee, central part of Tennessee around Nashville, goes up, covers half of Kentucky, covers the western half of West Virginia, covers half the state of Ohio right now. And then you've got a frost warning in Indiana, in the eastern part of Illinois, the rest of the western part of Kentucky, the rest of Tennessee to the west of the river. And that's the cold and the warm meeting together. And depending on what happens and where that comes down to as we get the sunlight today and whatnot, that's where the big storms are going to be.
Exactly. And, of course, who needs the stay-at-home orders when you have this kind of weather that will definitely keep people indoors?
Yeah, but the other thing is you need to pay attention to your weather radio and keep your TVs on. And if you got a weather radio, make sure the alert mode's set on, especially if you're in the northern part of Mississippi or Alabama or Georgia, because it looks like as if you are going to get socked today.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, folks, is always brought to you by the Pilot or Flying J truck stop nearest you. And, of course, they are now the largest truck stop chain in the United States. And unlike some of the other chains whose names we won't mention, you can still pull on in there, get yourself a shower, do your laundry. The only thing you can't do is eat in the restaurant because they can't have people in there sitting down at the table and whatnot. But they do have tables that they've set outside at most of these truck stops. So keep that in mind. And you can eat outside at a table without having any problems. And if you want to go back to your truck, that's fine too. But just about everything else is just the way it should be.
Absolutely. And they've got great food. They have so many of the things that people are already thinking about when they're on the road. By the time they get there, they'll probably have it for you.
Yeah, by the way, Sally liked the song Poke Salad Annie.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's amazing that some of the old songs, when they stick around and you play them, people go, oh, yeah, man, I remember that. But see, that's a song you can dance to. It was real easy. And by the way, speaking of the pilots and Flying J's, folks, the pilot travel centers, you can find an Arby's in there. You can find a full-service Dairy Queen with their full menu, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, a Wendy's are all available depending on where you're at and what the pilot has to offer. And don't forget, you might also find a Dunkin' Donuts because they're starting to pop up not only in the Flying J's but in some of the pilots too. And Denny's, Huddle House, Moe's Southwest Grill, those are the food places that are pretty much in the Flying J truck stops, and then toss in maybe a Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, too, just for something else to have in there. And if they've got a Dairy Queen, sometimes they'll have in there for the ice cream instead of having the full service menu they got, because, boy, they got good food, too.
Exactly right. So, again, whatever you're thinking about, they probably have it for you. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, when we come back, because we're getting ready to go to the top of the hour break and the top of the hour news. When we come back, folks, another aircraft carrier is reporting a coronavirus outbreak with more than one member of the crew now that's come down with it, which has delayed the deployment of that carrier to the Western Pacific where it was supposed to be headed. Oh, boy. Here we go again, right? So, we'll get into that. And by the way, I'm going to ask Kyle, why hasn't Barack Obama endorsed Joe Biden yet? I think we know the reason. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you.
Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.